731 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission. Met yesterday until last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Sure. So we started off with a site plan application at 31 Prospect Street. This application is for the commission because they're looking to put parking in the front yard setback. Commission asked the applicant to make a few modifications to the plan to make it work a little bit better and have those spaces or space screened from the street. So that item was left open and would be continued to a later meeting. Next, we had Brunswick School. This is the third time we've had this iteration of their site plan application to use the Lake Ave campus for early childhood and staff housing. They went to ARC a week ago, Architecture Review Committee, for some changes to the exterior and site work. Came back with a good comment from the ARC, and the commission voted to approve the modifications for the use of the site. 240 Greenwich Ave is a 830G project that is proposed behind the Bank of America building on Greenwich Avenue. That application has been withdrawn in its current form. I don't have any information about when or what's going to come back, but it's been withdrawn for now. Next, we had Newfield Properties. That's at 25 and 27 Oak Ridge Street. This is another 830G application. They're proposing 31 units, where 22% or 7 of the units would be below market rate units. This is the first time the commission has seen this at a public meeting. Concerns about the stormwater, parking, a little bit of the unit mix. All the units that are being proposed as below market are the one bedrooms, while there are a mix of ones and twos in the building. So the commission asked the applicant to address department comments related to sewer and drainage and those engineering issues, and then also to come back and talk about perhaps the mix of the units and what the proposal actually is doing for the town. What benefit are we getting for the density that we're being asked for? So next, we have the Stephen and Taesang Lam property that is at 22 Jerry Street. They were looking to put a driveway in and do site work to remove some ledge in the right-of-way. This is before the commission a few times. The commission approved that site plan change with modifications. Next, we had 1114 JH LLC. This is the J House, former Hojo's, if you've been here long enough. The restaurant there is looking to put a deck off the rear of the dining area to have more outdoor seating, al fresco style. This is the first time the commission has seen the site plan. The commission wants to make sure that they understand how the parking works for the site. Typically, with outdoor dining, we don't increase density or seating count. We you know, move seats in and out. There's obviously a mix of banquet, restaurant, and activity space in the restaurant, and the commission just wants to make sure that we understand how that's all being tallied and that there is adequate parking or adequate methods for parking if the outdoor seating was approved. Next was 6 Cackham Drive. This is a large home in Mid-Country. They're doing site work, some work around a pool and a new driveway and septic system, over volume, which requires a special permit. And the commission just did some nits and nats with the landscaping and some of the site work proposals, and the commission approved that with modifications. And that was the end of our meeting.
Wow. Okay. Short meeting?
Us, sure. Yeah.
for your standards. Any idea when Greenwich Country Day School or the Central Middle School will be coming back?
Yes. So we're expecting them to be on the meeting on March 5th. Stay tuned for that. We also will be having Benedict Court project. That's another 830G in downtown. 11 parcels that are being merged between West Elm and Lewis Street. 120 units proposed in total on this one, with 40% of them being below market rate. So It's an interesting project, a lot of interest, obviously, for years about this site. So we're going to have a discussion with that probably starting on the 5th.
All right. You mentioned Jay House and outdoor dining. You were at the zooming in on the Board of Selectmen meeting this week on outdoor dining. What did you think of the discussion there and the guidelines?
I think the Board of Selectmen did the right idea. I think the occupation of the spaces on the street probably don't need to run as long as the zoning allowed al fresco dining season is. I think a lot of people realize that the opportunity to eat outside is pretty slim, and we're lucky if we have them, but most likely we don't to use past November. So I agree with the decision. If they wanted to go shorter, on the front end too, I wouldn't say that is a bad idea either. But certainly with the holiday season and the shopping and all the things that go on in the avenue, holiday parties or whatever, having more parking spaces available on the avenue is better. And certainly November, beginning November, is that sort of shoulder season, that time where those activities happen and we ramp up. So I think it's great. I think it's definitely something that brings some vitality to the avenue, and our issue is always going to be making sure that everybody who's making use of that are doing it in the proper way, and then we'll continue to try to make sure everyone understands what the obligations are there.
And the ADA accessibility seemed to get some pushback from Allen Gunsberg. What are your thoughts there?
The avenue is obviously topographically challenged, right? And Mr. Gunsberg, who is a huge supporter, and we absolutely have the same goals with when it comes to accessibility, has a very particular view when it comes to what is necessary for these outdoor spaces. We believe that if you can't fit it in the node, that there should be spaces outside, or you shouldn't be allowed to have the outdoor seating. So we're on the same page with that. I know Mr. Gunsberg would prefer if the nodes were accessible for everybody with limited abilities, but it's not, just given the width of the sidewalk, the slope of the road, and everything else, it's not always possible to do that without basically taking over the whole node with some sort of ramp and platform. And then it becomes not really a useful area, right, if you can only fit one table. So we're trying to, thread the needle between, being an amenity and also having everybody have the ability to use it. So, we do, if you're going to sit outside, you do need ADA compliance, and we're always doing that. So.
All right, fantastic. Pat, thanks for your time this morning. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning.